Chapter 10, Primetime Soccer. Thousands of people cheered and waved flags and banners. The stadium was so crowded, the Aldens held on to each other as they made their way to their seats. All around, people were speaking different languages.
"I can't believe we're in Rio de Janeiro," Henry said.
"I'll bet there are 1 million people in this stadium," Benny said.
"Almost," Henry said. "The stadium holds almost 75,000 people."
75,000?
Benny repeated, astonished.
"How many zeros is that?"
3, said Henry.
Up ahead, a child accidentally dropped the churro he was eating. Benny watched the churro drop and said,
"Oh, poor Watch. He'd love to be here."
"He could make all the noise he wanted," Violet said, "and nobody would even hear."
"And he could eat the food people are dropping," Benny said.
Benny liked the smells of all the different foods. Most of the food for sale in the booths he didn't recognize, but they all smelled delicious. He looked forward to lunch. No boring hot dogs and peanuts for him. He was looking forward to trying new Brazilian food. Aloud, he said,
"This is much better than a coupon for a free cone at Igloo ice cream. 1 million times better."
Grandfather, Henry, Violet, and Benny sat in the special seats reserved for family members of mascots.
"The opening ceremony will start soon," Henry said, checking his watch.
"Yay!"
Benny shouted. Violet smiled. She was happy things worked out so well. Somewhere in these thousands of people, Kayla was here with her parents. Kayla's parents still wanted to come to the tournament. Kayla was happy to go, as long as she didn't have to walk onto the field in front of millions of people, and as long as she didn't have to play soccer if she didn't want to. The Thompsons were staying at the same hotel as the Aldens. That morning, they'd all had breakfast together. Kayla's parents let her sign up for the Monday after-school art class. Kayla was multi-talented. She was a good artist and a good soccer player. She also knew how to be a good friend. Ashley's attitude toward Kayla changed as well. After Jesse gave her the golf ball and Ashley returned it to the store, Ashley stopped being mean to Kayla. In fact, the next time Danielle started saying something unkind to Kayla, Ashley stopped her. The marching band came onto the field, but the crowd was cheering so loudly the children could only hear the beating of the drums. Then came the spectacular fireworks.
"Look at that one over there,"
Benny shouted, pointing to the sky.
"Fireworks!
I like that one," Violet shouted, pointing. "Lavender fireworks. Amazing."
A singer stood on the stage and sang. The crowd quieted so the children could hear her singing. Her voice was smooth and rich. Violet could not understand the words, but the music was breathtakingly beautiful. Next, two expert soccer players did a demonstration. They dribbled the ball up and down the field, showing the most amazing footwork, kicking the ball in surprising directions, kicking it into the air and bouncing it up and down on their heads and shoulders, keeping it moving in the air without ever using their hands.
"They're so good," Violet said. "They make Kayla look like a beginner."
"I wish I could do that,"
Benny said.
"Well, maybe you can," Grandfather suggested, "if you practice enough."
"I'm going to practice as soon as we get home," Benny said. "I'm going to practice and practice, and maybe one day I'll be in a real tournament."
At last, it was time for the child mascots to walk onto the field with the players. The Aldens watched excitedly for Jessie.
"There she is," Benny shouted. "I see her."
Indeed, Jessie was just then walking onto the field alongside one of the team members. The spectators cheered and stamped their feet. People waved streamers. Jessie turned and waved. Henry, Benny, and even Violet clapped loudly, stamped their feet, and shouted,
"Yay, Jessie!
Yay, Jessie!"
Benny bounded out of his seat, pointed to the field, and shouted at the top of his voice,
"That's my sister over there!"
He jumped up and down a few times.
"That's my sister over there!"
Jessie had, by now, walked all the way around the field. Just before she stepped out of the spotlight, she turned once more and waved to her family. Grandfather smiled.
"I am so proud of her. I am proud of all of you."
We hope you've enjoyed The Mystery of the Soccer Snitch, an Oasis audio production directed and engineered by Adam Hassel. Text copyright 2014 by Albert Whitman & Company. Production copyright 2015 by Oasis Audio, under arrangement with Albert Whitman & Company. Oasis Audio titles are available wherever audiobooks are sold and on our website, oasisaudio.com.